with Brock and Hunter. Trends, tech, guy stuff, Hollywood sleaze, and more.
As always, your morning dump by the way, brought to you by Pump. Pump.
That
septic. Clean your septic today with Pump That Septic. Call them 269-445-7777. Or visit pumpthatseptic.com. Will you pay attention, for God's sake?
No, I had my headphones unplugged. I had to replug them in.
What an idiot.
Cut me some slack.
Well, hey, Mother's Day is Sunday, in case you forgot. That's right. Dear old mom, just a day where we get to say, thanks, Mommy.
Sunday,
Mother's Day.
Mother's Day, Monster Jam.
The website, timetoplay.com, surveyed over 1,000 moms with young kids and asked them what they really want for Mother's Day. You know what the number one result was, Hunter?
Leave me alone.
Pretty much, leave me a nap. That's right. Moms just want an effing nap for Mother's Day. They don't want
just give me one.
Chocolates or flowers. I mean, that's all that stuff is nice, but if you really want to get mom something, just get her an effing nap, all right?
Just a nap. You know what? Honestly, moms nowadays are going to love that. They work hard, man.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, they're making dinner. They're cleaning up. They're cleaning the house, getting ready for dinner. They have guests over. They got blah, blah. Dude, I mean, it's endless. A nap would be nice.
I don't know how my mom has survived raising us two boys. Like, dude, she just had to be stressed all the time. Like, even now, like, I'm 36 years old, and there's still times where I'm like, oh, we're going out to meet some friends, and she'd be like, don't drink and drive. I'm like, yes, mother, I know.
I know. I know. You've been telling me the whole time. You know?
Yeah.
Come on.
It's like, we got this, Ma. We got it.
Here's what I'm going to give my mom a nap, but here's my problem. I got to give her the TJ Maxx gift card after the nap, because if I do it before, she ain't sleeping, man. That's for sure.
What is it with moms and TJ Maxx? It's unbelievable.
They love it, dude.
Is it the great deals? Is it just the large variety of random things? Like, have you been
in
a TJ Maxx?
Something in the air there, man.
I think they pump oxygen in there to keep the moms going. It's like a casino almost. There's no clocks, and they're pumping oxygen into TJ Maxx just to keep the moms going. Just to keep them going.
It is a certain mood in that store, man. And it's full of moms, and they're just...
Stay out of their way, because they are on a mission there at TJ Maxx. But
is there a Turbo Man down here or something? What's going on? Why are there so many...
You know how many fights I've seen at TJ Maxx? Unbelievable. Just moms just duking it out, trying to get on those great deals. Unbelievable. But yeah, to all you hot moms out there, happy Mother's Day.
Happy Mother's Day. We love you.
Milf.
Don't ruin it. Don't ruin Mother's Day weekend.
I ruined it. Lastly, there once was a vote in Nantucket. He saw, I can't remember how that
I feel
joke
like this
goes.
Should rhyme. Yeah,
it's just something. Anyway, if you're going to Nantucket, Massachusetts, all the beaches there, something new this year after a vote went through, topless beaches. That's right.
Oh.
Apparently, it's all about gender equality, and it even reads in the bill, quote, in order to promote equality for all persons, any person shall be allowed to be topless on any public or private beach within the town of Nantucket. That's right. Boobies everywhere in Nantucket.
Flopping around, man.
You know,
it's going to be a bunch of man boobs. That's what it's going to be.
That's usually how it goes. So, again, and you've heard me say this before, is that the people who are okay with being nude in public are usually the people you don't want to be nude in public.
Go ahead.
It's all dudes. Any nude beach is just dudes looking for chicks. It's never a bunch of people think it's like some beautiful place with beautiful people walking around. Yeah. No, it's a bunch of guys going, where are the chicks? Hey, where are the chicks?
Yeah. Here's another thing, too. Is like, isn't there something nice about the mystery of the bathing suit?
I think so.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's like the older I get, the more I'm starting to realize that, like, the naked body always isn't the greatest thing.
Like a little mystery and tossed in there? Is that what you want?
Exactly. Some of these suits cover up a little bit. It kind of gives you the mystery effect.
Yeah.
And then sometimes when that comes off, you're like, put it back on.
Roll it back up, Grandma. Put it back on.
You know?
But
it's a lot tighter. When.
I think in our minds, we chalk it up as like, you know, from the movies. We just think it's going to be some amazing
it's
beach.
Not Baywatch, guys.
No.
I'll
be ready to put that bathing suit back on. My God. My God. So, yeah, what do we got? We got moms just want an effing nap, dear God, and nudity at the Nantucket Beach. I'm sure there's a joke somewhere in there that we could write with Nantucket. It'll rhyme. It'd be great. But all right, that is your morning dump by there, brought to you by Pump That Septic. We'll be back.
Brock